episode of Raise the Standard. I am a 3-mana 3/3 with First Strike and Death Touch, Kira.
And I am a 2-mana 0/2 with an untap ability, Maya.
And today we're here to talk about Standard. I know, it's a shock. We're talking about Standard again.
I know, crazy. Call us a broken record, but I think this format's kind of great.
I think this is one of the best formats of Magic that exists.
And today our goal is to sort of outline for perhaps newer players exactly what Standard is. Get you familiar, get you ready, get you building a deck. Just make sure you put your toes in the water and see how you feel. I certainly recommend it.
Dip your toes in, grab your 60 constructed and your 15-card sideboard, and let's dive right in. Maya, you are an L1 judge, so this is the perfect question for you. What is Standard?
The best format in Magic right now. So Standard is a format of Magic, or Magic the Gathering. Unlike Commander, it is a 1v1 format, and it's typically played in a best-of-3 environment. So you'll play one game pre-sideboard and up to 2 games post-sideboard. It follows relatively normal constructed rules with a deck size, a main deck size of a minimum of 60 cards and a sideboard size of a maximum of 15 cards. And that is per player, of course. There are a small set of legal cards from Magic's most recent sets, typically, the most recent of which is Aetherdrift and before that Foundations. It has a wide variety of deck archetypes at the moment, including aggro, midrange, control, combo, tempo, and many decks that exist somewhere in between these archetypes. And as I said before, it is kind of the best format in Magic right now.
We are unbiased, I swear. We are incredibly unbiased. This is the best format in Magic right now. And look, we will get further into breaking down all of those deck archetypes across the Standard format and diving into the ways in which they differ, the ways in which they're similar, and the various play strategies amongst all of them.
I'm very excited. As a combo degenerate, this is a format after my own heart, I have to say.
It's been a very combo heavy, or at least combo prominent format for the last few months. As we've discussed previously, we've seen Teemer Otter combo. There has been Beanstalk Overlords combo. It is rampant right now.
Not to mention my personal favorite, Insidious Roots Squirming Emergence combo.
Love a Golgari graveyard deck.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? So, as a judge, I judge more Standard than I play. So, it kind of makes more sense to ask you, but Kira, who is Standard actually for?
Standard is for everyone. No holds barred. Standard is for everyone. And frankly, look, that can apply to Magic as a whole. Magic is for everyone, and that has been a cornerstone of Wizards and of Magic for the last few years. Magic is for everyone, no matter who you are or where you come from, no matter if you started playing Magic 30 years ago or if you started playing Magic yesterday. It is for you, and we are so happy that you are here and playing with us. But that's a bit of a cop-out answer. So why is more important? Why is Standard for everyone? It is currently the cheapest, most accessible, and widely supported format. This is to say, rest in peace, Pauper. Pauper, an iconic format comprised of commons or cards that were printed at common initially.
It is unfortunately just not a very widely supported format. It is the format of the peoples.
But in saying that Standard is well supported, Standard being comprised of the most 12 recent sets now, it was 8, now 12, means that the product is readily available. You can go get more Duskmourne packs. You can go get more Bloomburrow packs. Now you can go get more Aetherdrift packs. As opposed to Khans of Tarkir. Little bit harder to come by because it's not being printed anymore. Standard as well is wildly diverse at the minute. There is a deck for everyone. Whether you're a degenerate combo player, whether you are an aggro player, a control player, mid-range, tempo. There are decks across the meta currently. There is something for everyone to find. In a way, Standard has the deck diversity of Commander in terms of playstyles right now.
And it is something of a misconception that Eternal formats are more diverse than Standard. And it has historically been true, but at the moment there is a real convergence of the power level of cards across the Eternal formats. And I actually think Standard is the most diverse format at the moment, which is perhaps the first time in Magic's history that we can say that that's true.
Having so many decks, there is so much room for testing and for building and for trying out new combinations of cards for the fun of it. It is a very, as I would say, low-risk format. In that being said, like LGSs, most LGSs will run events regularly. There are several game stores within our area that run weekly standard events. So at a minimum, every single week, you could play at least one standard event, if not more, if you felt like doing a bit more traveling to those other stores. It is a now vibrantly competitive scene with the support coming from Wizards this year, coming into the Super Series here in Australia. The ANZ Super Series has lots of support for Standard this year. A lot of events and RCQs and qualifying events are for Standard. And so we're seeing a resurgence in that Standard competitive scene.
The upcoming strength of Standard as a competitive format is also being reflected in the US and across the EU and in Oceania as well, in the sort of Asia-Pacific region.
Standard as well is currently the only competitive constructed format supported on Magic the Gathering Arena in a best of three. There is Explorer, which is Arena's pioneer, but there are a lot of cards missing that make it not one-to-one. It doesn't translate one-to-one from paper to Arena. Whereas in Standard, everything translates 100% one-to-one. And that gives players, if you can't make it to your weeklies, if you can't make it to your local events, infinite ability to play Standard on your own time, to brew on Arena, to practice, to play, to get your reps in, to do your daily challenges and get your gold and get your gems. It is very good for practice, for brewing, and it makes it incredibly accessible as well, because Arena at a base level is a free platform and gives you the chance to get into Magic, teaches you the ropes, helps you understand pacing, highlights your triggers, does a lot of that heavy lifting for you, and gives you the ability to better understand what you're playing.
I cannot tell you as a judge how appreciative I am that Magic now has an online tutorial in Arena.
For the longest time, the way to learn how to play Magic was to have someone teach you how to play Magic, which is actually how you and I met initially.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was at PAX Melbourne here in Australia, and I was teaching and you were judging an event, and that was the way that you learned, is you went either to a Learn to Play event at your LGS, you went to a Learn to Play event at a convention, and someone who already knew how to play the game taught you how to play. And now that there's, like you said, this tutorial feature on Arena, infinitely more accessible, gives you the tools to learn on your own at your own speed without someone condescending to you. And with the ability for things to be highlighted and explained to you in a very neutral way and in your own environment, potentially at home, on your iPad, on your computer, in a comfortable place for you to, at your own pace, learn how to play Magic.
I think the best way to learn Magic is through both Arena and somebody teaching you how to play. It serves as such a wonderful complement if you jump on Arena, you learn the basics, you take it through, and then somebody who knows what they're doing teaches you how to play and brings you through the nuances of paper Magic that aren't necessarily there in an Arena tutorial. I think Standard is such a wildly fun and vibrant format that Wizards promoting and supporting it, especially through Arena, is such a good thing, because it appeals to everyone. It appeals to the newer player base. It appeals to people who want that sort of broad, diverse gameplay. It appeals to the hyper-competitive. It is in such a good place right now. I think there has never been a better time to get into Standard. So, as somebody who plays far more Standard than me, why should someone play Standard?
As we've said a couple times, I think, across our episodes, Standard is amazing. It is one of the most fun formats, one of the most fun competitive formats, we'll specify here. It is diverse. There's different decks. It's social, but still the aim is to win. The aim is to outplay your opponent, whether through having a better matchup, a better constructed sideboard, a better game plan, or, as is a skill most Magic players possess, just by drawing better cards. It is an incredibly fun format right now. It is very fresh. It feels very vibrant. It feels like Wizards is putting a lot of work into the new Standard sets. We're seeing the incredible power creep through cards that have come in through Aetherdrift, as we've discussed previously. It also doesn't cost that much to get into Standard compared to other formats. If you are going to your weekly drafts and you're playing Limited in Foundations, in Duskmourne, in Aetherdrift, you're going to pick up copies of cards that you might end up needing further down the line. A lot of these cards are ubiquitous across Standard, whether they be commons or uncommons. And the overall investment in a deck is not much more than, say, a Commander deck these days.
I think often less, even.
Precons aside, a pre-constructed product aside, yeah, a lot of the times you are going to have, considering a Commander deck is 40 cards more or 25 cards more than a Standard deck, and the overall power level of Commander decks is really dependent on the level you're playing at, there are plenty of Commander decks that are 2, 3, 4, 5 times as expensive as a Standard deck. It feels very lucrative to get into Standard.
I think you make a really good point there about the entry level for Standard. Because Standard, as compared to other Magic formats, especially Commander, can be quite cheap, especially if you want to play it competitively. I'm not sure whether you've seen the price tags on some CDH decks, but, you know, we're talking fives to tens of thousands of dollars. Whereas I think the best Standard deck at the moment is sitting at about $250 US, which is, don't get me wrong, $250 US is a lot of money. But if you wanted to play something on the more budget side, you could easily get into something like Azorius Glimmers for $100, which is going to be, A, using a lot of the cards that you already have access to through the commons and uncommon slots in Duskmourne, and through cards that are relatively easily accessible at your LGS on the cheap. And it is a good deck. While a meta call, it allows you to play competitively in certain formats, especially if you think certain decks are going to be on the rise, which is not true so much for CEDH, where you spend your $5,000 on a deck and heaven forbids it stops being part of the meta, or, you know, you own some very pretty dual lands that you're not using, you know?
Standard is our format. It is yours to do with as you wish. It's what you make it, especially, I think, is something that's really important. And throughout all of this, we're going to be alongside with you.
That's what we're here for. We love Standard. We're here as much for your entertainment as to learn and, you know, delve deeper into Standard ourselves. And we would love to have you along for the ride and share the knowledge and share the stories and the interactions. And hopefully, if we're lucky, we'll see you at Standard on Friday nights.
Thursdays,
bugger.
If you come on Fridays, then you can play Limited.
True, which is how you get cards for Standard.
One of the best ways, other than buying singles, always buy singles. But we're going to be there along with you. We are going to be talking about current meta decks. We're going to be breaking down competitive events in global tournaments. We're going to be looking at upcoming sets. We've just released our Aetherdrift episode. We're going to be talking what's working, what's not working. We're going to be recounting our own experiences at competitive events, whether we're judging or competing in those events. And it's all going to be about Standard. And we're so thrilled that you're here with us.
It's not a podcast if it's just the hosts. Well, that's all we have for you today. It was something of a smaller episode, but a really important one, especially for newer players who are just looking to get into Standard. We want to make sure everybody has a good idea of what they're getting into and bringing those players into the fold. Please join us next time. New episodes release at 11 a.m. on Mondays, Australian Eastern Standard Time. And remember, all creatures, great and small, contribute to the stampede.